When a woman becomes pregnant unintentionally, she sometimes ends up at a place like the All Options Pregnancy Resource Center in Bloomington.
We've had the variety of people come in. We've been
open. The center's director, Shelley Dodson, says its mission is in its name, to present women with all of their options.
So we do this by providing free pregnancy tests and peer counseling, material support like diapers and baby clothes, referrals to other kinds of community services. So if people are needing help with utilities or needing a free HIV test, we'll be able to hook them up with those kind of services, as well as abortion funding.
That last service, abortion funding, is the most controversial, but demand for abortions has been dropping in Indiana. In 2010, the state saw just over 10,000 abortions. In 2013, the year with the most recent data, there were only about 8,000. That's a 20% decline. Planned Parenthood of Indiana CEO Betty Cockrum credits that to better access to contraceptives.
It's clear that the Affordable Care Act, with the introduction of birth control without copays, is making a difference.
But pro-life advocates like Indiana Right to Life spokeswoman Sue Swayze cite other reasons for the decline, including new state laws.
One category was consent information for women. In Indiana, for example, prior to 2011, we didn't have anything in writing that she had to get. So in 2011, we upgraded our law to give her some information in writing, much like you and I would get before we get any sort of medical procedure.
That included giving women the option of viewing their ultrasound.
In my day, I remember when Roe came in, and we really thought it might be a blob of tissue or something. But in today's generation, they've grown up with ultrasounds. They don't know any different. It's an ultrasound and something we share, we put on Facebook. And so social media and technology like ultrasounds has shown that that's a baby.
Health experts say there's another possible explanation. Hoosiers could be crossing into neighboring states where there are fewer restrictions on abortions. Take Michigan, for example. The state's abortion rate actually increased 18% from 2010 to 2013. Health officials say the number of non-residents getting abortions there doubled over the last year.
I would love to see fewer and fewer abortions. I would love to see fewer and fewer women to have to go through that, what probably for most of them is an agonizing decision.
Catherine Brown is a health and sexuality educator at the Indiana University Health Center. She says abortion laws aside, Indiana needs a better system for educating young people about sexuality.
We have so many good, very effective, long-acting, reversible contraceptives now, meaning that you take it and it can last for years in some cases, IUDs and implants that last for years, that give almost, not 100%, but nearly 100% protection. Do these young people know about these methods? I don't know.
Schools in Indiana aren't required to teach sex education, and when they do, they don't have to teach about contraceptives. In fact, the state mandates they teach abstinence. Planned Parenthood's Betty Cockrum says that's not working.
Here in Indiana, there's clearly no comfort with the whole conversation around sex ed, and that takes its toll. It takes its toll in terms of young people's behavior. It takes its toll in terms of the number of teen mothers who are giving birth and how all of that contributes to the cycle of poverty.
Back at All Options Pregnancy Center, Director Shelley Dodson says education doesn't stop at the school level. She says helping women know what's available to them throughout their pregnancy and meeting people where they are is more effective than fighting abortions. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.